422 here on WTOP, and there's some major new developments when we're talking about politics in this country. Republican Party officials today voting to punish two of their own, and we're getting new comments from former Vice President Mike Pence, who's really striking a very different tone when it comes to Donald Trump and what happened on January 6th.
A lot to talk about with Yamiche Alcindor, moderator of Washington Week. She joins us live on Skype. Good to have you back, Yamiche. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
So this just broke in the last hour or so. Former Vice President Mike Pence saying that Donald Trump was wrong in claiming Pence could have overturned the results of the 2020 election. Here's what he had to say.
Under the Constitution, I had no right to change the outcome of our election. And Kamala Harris will have no right to overturn the election when we beat them in 2024.
He said that in remarks to the Federalist Society in Florida. How would you characterize this pushback from Mike Pence?
This pushback is a huge development, and it really is the former vice president's most explicit break from the former president. Vice President Mike Pence was someone who was so loyal to President Trump. He did everything that he told him to do. He always stood by him no matter what the scandal was. But here you see January 6th and pushing Vice President Mike Pence to overturn the election was the straw that broke this loyalty in Vice President Mike Pence. And he's saying something that is just factually true. He did not have the right to overturn the election. He's also, of course, trying to move it forward and trying to make a bid for 2024 for Republicans to take back the White House. But the bigger news here is that he is saying very frankly that Donald Trump is wrong. That is not words. Those are not words that Vice President Mike Pence has uttered in a public setting. And it really does show that while the Republican Party and much of the base is really still stuck by Donald Trump, you're seeing more and more Republicans, including now Mike Pence, but also Lindsey Graham, saying that this is the thing that former President Trump should not be doing. And that is trying to essentially bring American democracy to its knees.